Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truth Be Told Radio. Join us once again for the radio show that gives you teaching and preaching from a biblical perspective.
Truth Be Told Radio. I'm very sorry. I'm calling in very late. Missed almost most of the show. What happened is last night I had insomnia and I couldn't sleep. And so I finally got to sleep this morning. I think I missed some medication that I'm supposed to take because usually medication helps me sleep. I guess I will have to find something to play for the last about 19 minutes, 20 about. I want to remind you could check us out at truthbetoldradio.com. And I'm going to look for something. I will play you Wait a Master Minute, and then I'll be back.
The Way of the Master Minute. Here's Kurt Cameron and Ray Comfort.
Study how Jesus spoke to the woman at the well. He went out of his way to speak to her. He took the initiative. He didn't wait for her to bring up the things of God, and we need to do the same. The world won't come to us and ask us about God. They love the darkness and hate the light. Neither will they come to the light, lest their deeds be exposed.
So determine to do what Jesus did. Go into all the world. Perhaps use a gospel tract to bring up the subject. Hand it to someone and ask, "Did you get one of these?" Let curiosity do its work. And when they ask, "What is it?" say, "It's a gospel tract. Have you had a Christian background?" What do you think happens after someone dies? Do it today.
There goes another minute. Gone forever. Go share your faith while you still have time.
Brought to you by WayOfTheMasterRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Melissa Cantrola. I'm your host. And we're going to play the song, It's About the Cross. I'm going to find some file that's short enough to play for the last about 10 minutes. Sorry again, I don't usually do this. I miss most of the show because, like I said, I was very tired last night. I didn't get to sleep. So, like I said, this is a good song by GoFish. It's called It's About the Cross. And that's what it is about, how Jesus saved us through dying on the cross. And if we would repent, turn from our sins, and put our trust in Jesus alone for salvation, we will be born again, and that means we will be made new from God, and He'll give us a heart that's new, and that we won't sin again. But we have a new nature that we don't want to sin again. And God forgives us so that we don't have to go to a place, because He had a place they intended for Satan, the devil, and his demons. But if people don't repent and turn from their sins and receive the payment for their sins, then He made a place called hell, and that's where people will be forever, because God is, he's holy. He's, that means he's never sinned, and he can't have sin with him. So, but the good news, like I said, is that Jesus Christ was God and who came in flesh and also known as the Son of God. And he lived a life about 2,000 years ago. And he never sinned, and that's why when he went to the cross was a way that people were killed for. They're nailed to a wooden cross because mostly it was as criminals, but he was innocent. He was accused of the Pharisees, the people that were the religious people, they didn't like what he's doing, so they just accused him. But he was innocent, so he took the sins of the world. But it was his plan. It was already God's plan from, like, even before the world began to take sins upon people, of the people, I mean, on himself, because he knew people would sin, started from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. You may have heard that. Their first two people, they were given the whole garden and told not to sin, like by eating the fruit on the tree that God had put there. He said they could eat like everything else, but they sinned. But then the good news is, like I said, that he knew that this would happen, so he sent Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God himself in flesh, as a baby form. That's why we celebrate Christmas. And so that he would be able to grow up and pay the sacrifice for our sins. And like I said, if we would turn from our sins and put our trust in Jesus alone for salvation, he will make us born again. That means like a new creation spiritually. And we will want to tell others about Jesus, because he said that as Christians, we go in all through the world to tell him the good news, which is, that's why I said, the bad news is we sin, like, if we ever lied, stolen, like, even one lie is all it takes to be a liar, or one time stealing to be a thief, or if we lusted. And lust means that, sexual desire on someone, like, it's someone that's not your, like, husband or wife, if you have that. And it's like the thoughts of our heart that God considers, even though we don't physically do like adultery, it's called adultery, when we don't, unfaithful with our husband or wife. That means sex outside of marriage. But, like I said, Jesus will pay for those sins. The other ones too, he did pay for them on the cross, but I'm just saying to let you know what sins are. Even like you say, like someone says, thou shalt not kill, but you have say you've been angry with someone without cause, or you hated somebody, that's called murder of the heart. But like I said, Jesus paid for those sins on the cross, but what God requires of us to do is to turn from our sin and put our trust in Jesus alone and ask for forgiveness, of course, and trust in Jesus alone for salvation, and then forsake our sins, not wanting to do with them again and not do them again. It doesn't mean we'll never sin, but like I said, God will help us to not want to sin. And then He will help us every day. And then after that, of course, you got to read the Bible, because the Bible is called God's Word. Especially you should start in the New Testament. A good one to start is the book of John, because the book of John explains how God became human, and it's a good tells the story very well, like to make it understand that God was that He came a man, but was God in the flesh. So I invite you to do that today. And because we don't know when our next day is, our next breath is, we may die the next second. So I urge you to do that today, to repent, turn from your sins, and put your trust in Jesus Christ for salvation alone. And like I said, He'll make you a new creation. And then read your Bible every day and help you grow as a Christian. And also, of course, go to church, a good Bible-based church. And, well, if you don't know, some places there's a website called Nine Marks, and it helps you find very good churches. Once again, that's Nine Marks. I'm not sure if it's .com, .org, but probably could look it at Google. And also, if you want a Bible and you haven't got a Bible yet, you could, there's this website called BibleGateway.com, BibleGateway.com, and you could, there's different versions of the Bible. Some good ones are the New King James Version and NASB, and if they have it, I'm not sure if they have it, there's one called ESV Version. They're very good versions. Well, especially the NASB and ESV, because they're called a word for word translation of the Bible. Because the original Bible is in different language, in Greek and Hebrew, and it's been translated to English. Okay, I'm sorry, I was going to play the song. It's about the cross, but then I thought I should just explain about the cross. So, I'm still glad I did it. But without further ado, it's About the Cross by Go Fish. It's a good song. You're listening to Truth Be Told Radio, and check us out at truthbetoldradio.com, and on Facebook we have a page, and Twitter we are Truth Be, the letter B, Told Radio, and then, but also my main account is Bond Servant 4JC, and you see me on MySpace with the name Jolie Princess 3. Jolie means like pretty in French. It's J-O-L-I-E Princess P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S 3. And that's at myspace.com. And you can find these different things at truthbetoldradio.com. And here, go. It's About the Cross by Go Fish.
It's not just about the manger, where the baby laid. It's not all about the angels who sang for Him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bride.
shining star. Oh,
not all about the wise men
who traveled from afar.
It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away.
Yes, it's about the cross. That's Go Fish. And you can find out more about them at GoFishGuys.com. That's GoFishGuys.com. They're a band that they sing a lot of music for children, but a lot of songs, there's still songs like that that it's good for grown-ups and, well, even if you don't, even if it is, like, their songs are good, like, they're kind of acapella style, and I like them too. Like, well, I used to like kids' music a lot, but their tagline says, "Music that won't dry grown up." I think grown ups are parent bunkers. I mean, it's like crazy. It won't dry you crazy. Like, it's good to hear for both adults and children, and I agree with that. And we only got a couple minutes left. So I will play, let's see what I have. Woman After God's Own Heart, and I'll be back with you, and we'll close it out, the show. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. We're on every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, and usually I have my co-host Guy Reynolds, but actually I woke up really late today because I had a bad night. I couldn't sleep right. Well, at least I got to do this last part. Thanks for listening to me again, Melissa Cantola. And you can find me on Facebook as Melissa A. Cantola. That's C-A-N-C-H-O-L-A. Melissa A. That's the middle initial, Canchola, C-A-N-C-H-O-L-A.
I've been in more Bible studies than there are books in the Bible.
Instead of attending so many seminars and Bible studies, why not teach one? This is Elizabeth George for A Woman After God's Own Heart. If you're more mature in the Lord and you're tempted to think it's all pretty ho-hum, I have an assignment for you. Decide a new rate of spiritual growth. There's growth and then there's growth. Make some small changes in that direction. Double your Bible reading time. Whatever you're studying, spend twice the time. Memorize more. Do a study of the verses you've already memorized. Take the incredible knowledge you have and pass it on to a younger woman in the faith. Take the steps to greater growth. Be radical, bold. Life only gets better as you grow. This is Elizabeth George.
And this is Melissa Cantola. All of our shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio and also on iTunes. Look us up as Truth Be Told Radio. And they're all free, all the ones that are there. And you can pass them around if you think it's good. Share with your friends. Please tell others about us if you like us. Please listen to the archive so that you can hear our other shows. And we're on every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, usually with my co-host Guy Reynolds. But like I said, I woke up late today and couldn't sleep good last night. But I'm here now, and I want to say thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio.
Thank you for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And don't forget to listen to us next time for more teaching and preaching from a biblical perspective.